1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Vicki Barker. Multiple investigations underway after a window blows out on an Alaska Airlines jet minutes after it took off from Portland, Oregon.
Initial reports say, amazingly, no one on the plane was seriously hurt when the window blew out and the plane ultimately landed safely. Fortunately, it appears no one was sitting in the seat directly next to that window. Alaska Airlines called the incident rare, adding, "Our flight crew was trained and prepared to safely manage the situation."
The plane was a Boeing 737 MAX 9. The airlines grounded them all for now. From the air to the campaign trail.
The 2024 battle for the White House took President Biden to Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, Friday.
What's Trump done?
Where he went after former President Trump for his role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
He told the crowd to fight like hell. And all hell was unleashed.
Campaigning in Iowa, Trump leads the field for the Republican nomination by double digits.
By delivering a massive victory in Iowa, you'll send a thundering message to crooked Joe Biden.
Trump faces primary ballot challenges in multiple states, arguing he's constitutionally ineligible. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
The Supreme Court has agreed to consider whether Colorado had the right to bar Trump from running in its primary. In the meantime, he stays on the ballot. The first winter storm of 2024 expected to sweep the country starting this weekend. And with the winter weather, more dangerously sick people. CBS's Natalie Brand has that.
COVID hospitalizations nationwide are at the highest level since last February. Emergency room visits and deaths are also on the rise from last week alone. And it's not just COVID. Doctors are also seeing more cases of the flu and RSV. 31 states are reporting high or very high levels of various respiratory illnesses.
The powerful head of the National Rifle Association has stepped down days before starting to fight corruption charges in a New York court. CBS's Jeff Pegues reports.
In a statement, LaPierre was as defiant as ever, saying that he's been a card-carrying member of the NRA most of my adult life, adding that his passion for our cause burns as deeply as ever. His resignation comes just days before the start of a civil trial in New York in which State Attorney General Letitia James is accusing LaPierre and other officials of using one of the most powerful organizations in America as a personal piggy bank.
To the Middle East now, and Lebanon's Hezbollah militia has fired dozens of rockets at northern Israel, calling it an initial response to the targeted killing of a top Hamas leader in Lebanon. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he doesn't support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with ReFlow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
It's Bears Week in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Well, the NFL could not have asked for a better scenario. The Packers and Jordan Love with a shot at reaching the playoffs in his first year at quarterback against the Bears. And quarterback Justin Fields with a chance to be the spoiler for their rival. Fields was asked at Hallis Hall what would it mean to the Bears to get a win and finish with a record of 8-9.
It'd mean a lot to the team, the fans, the city. I think it'd be great. You know, we know that Green Bay's playing for a lot at stake. They're playing for a playoff spot right now. So I just think with kind of all that on the table, I think, you know, it'd be great, a great feeling to, you know, end the season off with a win in Lambeau. You know, get ready to play ball.
The 3:25 p.m. start will be shown to 60% of the country and is expected to draw huge ratings. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the competitive games. You know, you want to be playing these games to have a chance to go to the playoffs, and it's going to be fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies with a chance of snow, a high near 33. A few snow showers tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, we'll see a high near 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 23. Cloudy skies and 34 again on Monday.
Right now, it's 28.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That is Lawrence Welk kicking things off on the polka party with Champagne Time. 1955, that was recorded and used for his program on TV for how many years? Forever, it seems, right? Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Tim Hubble, the polka guy, keeping you company. Hope you made it through the New Year's okay. And here we are, into the new year. And I'm going to play another tune here from Lawrence. And it's a million seller of his. Can you remember which one it was from 1960? How about the song called Calcutta? Sure. So let's give that one a spin. And then we get back to some polka music too, okay? Thank you.
just a boy, I play my music. I dream of the dancing people smiling up at me. But just when I thought I wouldn't make it, when I thought my heart would break, it was my mom and dad who sang this song to me. Play, play your accordion, play for us a while. If you just play our favorite waltz, we know you'll start to smile.
Thank you.
couple of numbers from Frankie Yankovic for you there, huh? Yeah. I Will Always Love You. And we have coming up next some music from the Hiawatha Bar. I recorded this back in October of 2021. It's the Steve Meisner Band, three-piece. And he sounded really good that day. And he did a tune called the Balkan Inn, which kind of sounds like the Ukrainian polka. So I think we'll just play this for you guys. You really will enjoy this, I think. The Baltic Inn, yes. I like that tune. Let's play one more here. He's just got back on the bandstand when this started.
We're back with a little song here called The Maple Crest Polka. Maple Crest. Thank you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. We got more music on the way here. We're going to call on Edgar Heathcote along with Hank Thunander, and they're going to perform for us the Happy Cook Polka.
Thank you.
together to our favorite song, the one we remember for oh so long. It tells us a story that happened to us, so let's waltz together to our favorite song. It reminds us of when, dear, our love was new. It tells us that then, dear, you loved me true. So let's waltz together and then start anew. Then maybe, darling, you'll always be true.
Yeah.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Terror at 16,000 feet after a window blows out of an Alaska Air jet with 177 on board. Evan Smith was a passenger.
There was a kid in that row, and his mother was holding on to him to make sure he didn't go with it.
The FAA's investigating. Hezbollah militants in Lebanon have fired as many as 60 rockets into Israel. This is U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken starts his latest visit to the region.
Blinken faced difficult talks today in Turkey, which has sharply criticized Israel's military assault on Gaza. The Turkish president has even compared Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Hitler.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Football. Number one seed Michigan takes on number two Washington in Monday's college football national championship in Houston. Washington Huskies head coach Kalen DeBoer.
Had a couple good days of practice back home in Seattle. Got a great send-off by our fan base there on campus. They all showed up, and our guys really felt the love there.
CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new legislative maps for Wisconsin will be paid as much as $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Terms of their contracts were just made public. The state Supreme Court has ruled the old maps unconstitutional. Wisconsin state troopers are enlisting truckers and other commercial drivers to help fight human trafficking. The state patrol trains them to look out for warning signs potential victims may be sending out.
A lot of times these victims could be, appearing fearful, submissive, timid in some cases. There might also be signs that their movement is, or at the very least has been, controlled.
Trooper Sean Bryan of the State Patrol. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies with a chance of snow, a high near 33. A few snow showers tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, we'll see a high near 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 23. Cloudy skies and 34 again on Monday.
Right now, it's 28.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you're feeling lonely and you don't know what to do, take a trip to Palais.
whiskey, Dick Rogers snuffing. Put some money in the jukebox, punch a tune or two. Listen to the music of the six fat Dutchmen. Let's listen to another one, it's only half past ten. Play a tune by Lawrence Stucco and the Red Ribbons. Some change from Dick and listen to the music of Frankie Yankovic. Play another number and I'll dance with Mary Lou. Play Elvis Stachinsky and you can float it too.
cheering up. Well, I'm gonna tell you what you need to do. Get on out and listen to your favorite polka band. Well, it's guaranteed to help you chase away the blues.
We're gonna have a polka celebration.
Its happy rhythm makes you feel so fine. Well, it's got that touch of happiness. Your smile, it cheers you up. There's nothing like a polka, any place or any time.
We're gonna have a polka celebration. You bring your friends out, and I'll bring mine. We're gonna have a polka celebration. We're gonna party and have a good time.
Is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Polka Party. We're in our fourth segment here. And we got about 10 minutes left in our program. Yeah, so we can get quite a few tunes on yet. Bruce Bradley, from his Daddy's Little Girl album, does the Glass Harmonica Waltz. And that is what we're going to play next.
Thank you.
It's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on, the longer this goes on, and the harder that it's gonna be. But it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows, when I hurt her, that's the last thing that I'd want to do. She tries, but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I loved her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. It's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me.
Hometown News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.